From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Another detour for migrants in Greece. Authorities in Greece say thousands of migrants and refugees camped out at that country's largest port near Athens have been given 2 weeks to move to army-built camps voluntarily or be expelled by force. The warning issued Thursday came as nearly a third of the 52,000 migrants stranded in Greece by European border closures are refusing to move to organized shelters and remain camped out at the port of Piraeus and at the northern border with Macedonia. More than 4,000 migrants remain at Piraeus. That is an important site for Greece's vital tourism industry. Athens has toughened its position toward migrants since a March 20th agreement between the European Union and Turkey went into effect. About 4,000 migrants and refugees who reached the Greek islands from Turkey after that date are in detention, with most due to be sent back to Turkish ports. The deportation started Monday and are expected to resume on Friday. More than 1 million refugees and migrants reached the EU last year, most of them traveling through Greece and across the Balkans to Central Europe. The Vatican confirms that Pope Francis will meet with refugees on the Greek island of Lesbos on April 16th. This is a highly symbolic show of solidarity as the European Union begins deporting migrants back to Turkey. The Vatican said Thursday that Francis had accepted an invitation to visit by the spiritual leader of the world's Orthodox Christians, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, along with the Greek president. Bartholomew will be in Lesbos as well. Read more about this on our website at voanews.com, this story and all others as well. This is VOA News. Greek public sector workers walked off the job in a 24-hour strike Thursday to protest Social Security and pension reforms demanded as part of Greece's third international bailout, leaving flights canceled, schools closed, and news broadcast off the air. Air traffic controllers joined the strike, shutting down Athens International Airport and forcing airlines to cancel flights. State-run hospitals and the ambulance service were operating with emergency staff only, while engineers, lawyers, and journalists were also on strike. Some 4,000 people marched through central Athens in two separate demonstrations. The president of Panama, Juan Carlos Varela, says the Panamanian government will create an independent commission to review the country's financial practices in the wake of the Panama Papers scandal. Observers say Panama's economic sector tolerates a culture of secrecy, making it one of the last major jurisdictions allowing clients to hide money from legal authorities. Varela spoke about the proposed advisory commission during a televised address Wednesday night.
El gobierno de Panama, a través de nuestra cancillería,
Varela said the government of Panama, through our foreign office, will create an independent committee of national and international experts of recognized expertise to evaluate our standard practices and to propose measures that we will share with other countries in the world to strengthen transparency of the illegal financial system. The Panamanian law firm implicated in the scandal, Mossack Fonseca, says the millions of documents leaked from its offices this week about the offshore bank accounts of the world's powerful, rich, and famous were stolen by hackers and not divulged by an insider. The scandal has touched the rich and powerful in a long list of nations, including Russian President Vladimir Putin and many officials in China. The International Monetary Fund says Somalia has marked a milestone in its development by taking steps to normalize relations with international financial institutions. The IMF said Wednesday that a mission led by Rogerio Zundamela met with Somali authorities in Nairobi from March 30th to April 5th to discuss a staff-monitored program that will focus on policies to improve governance and fiscal management and foster development in the financial sector. A Malaysian parliamentary committee is calling for the former head of a troubled state-owned investment firm to be investigated over allegations of financial mismanagement. A public accounts committee released a 106-page report Thursday accusing the management of One Malaysia Development Berhad of One MDB, also called that, of losing as much as $12 billion through a series of complex overseas transactions.
That's the latest world news from VOA.